You know, when you finish a journey, it's easy to forget where you started, to forget how far you've come, how many small shifts happened, quietly, beneath the surface, until one day, everything felt different. This step isn't about doing more. It's about remembering, acknowledging, because your subconscious needs time. It needs time to link it all together. The old thoughts you let go, the fears you released, the beliefs you rewrote, the cravings that began to vanish, the choices that started to feel natural. This is the moment when all those threads come together into a single story. I used to smoke, and now I don't, because I'm not that person anymore. And now, you can settle in. Let the breath carry you inward. Let the world fade back just enough for you to listen to the part of you that's been doing this work all along. And even if the subconscious mind forgets a few details, the deeper mind remembers everything, and it's already putting the pieces together. Imagine now, you're walking through a quiet museum. The lights are low, the path is soft. On the walls are paintings of your journey. One shows the first spark, the moment you said, "Enough." Another shows the parasite being pulled away. Another, the false friend being left behind. A painting of the throne you reclaimed, the fear you faced, the breath you deepened, the body you honored. And at the end, a mirror. You look in and see someone who doesn't need to smoke, doesn't crave it, doesn't think about it, just breathes, just lives, just is. There's a story about a man who used to carry a heavy pack everywhere he went. He never opened it, but he believed it was a part of him, essential. Unthinkable to let it go. One day, he arrived at a river and met a guide there. The guide asked, "What's in the pack?" The man shrugged. "I don't remember, but I've had it for so long. I wouldn't be me without it." So the guide smiled, opened the pack, and inside was ash. That's all. Just the burned remains of something long gone. And for the first time, the man set the pack down, stood taller, and crossed the river, lighter than ever before. And now, your subconscious mind can allow the new identity to fully settle in. You are a non-smoker. You don't resist. You don't struggle. You just live. That's it. The smells of cigarettes are foreign. Thought of smoking is distant. The idea of needing it is laughable. From now on, your lungs are yours. Your breath is yours. Your time is finally your own. And you may not even remember exactly when the shift happened, just that it did, and it's complete. That's it. And in the weeks and months ahead, you'll forget to count days, Because you're not quitting anymore. You've quit. You've left. You'll pass someone smoking and feel nothing. Or maybe even gratitude that it's no longer you. You'll take a deep breath and realize how rich the air feels, how clean, how full. And without fanfare, you'll carry on living your life as if you never smoked. Because that story is over, and your next one has just begun. That's it. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and as I do, you'll return fully integrated, fully aligned, and fully free. Here we go. 1, the old story sealed. 2, the new path open. 3, breath strong and steady. That's it. 4, self clear and calm. And 5, eyes open and the freedom fully yours. From this moment forward, you're no longer trying. You're simply living. You're a non-smoker, not because you resisted, but because you rewrote who you are. The story is done. The weight is gone. And your future is lighter, stronger, smoke-free.